Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, folks, and thank you for tuning in with me once again to another spontaneous edition of True Conservative Radio. And of course, I am your host, the man they call Ghost, and I want to thank you for tuning in with me, like I said. I know it's been a while since I've broadcasted on the Blog Talk Radio Network, and I know it's been a long time since the folks who have consistently listened to the archives and the shows and that sort of thing. It's been a while since I've done a live program. And the reason is just a variety of different things. And we're going to get to that all that later. But the first thing and the first reason why you don't hear me too often on the Blog Talk Radio Network, MySpace, or any other of these liberal-induced institutions is because, well, I'm assuming that my political persuasion is just not wanted by these corporate entities. If you folks have been trying to get in contact with me via the True Conservative Radio MySpace page, you'll learn to know that the MySpace page is gone. It's gone because damn MySpace took me off because of my political persuasion. They deleted my account because I guess they didn't like what I was saying. You see, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I've been always saying to you folks that have been consistent listeners to my program. I've been saying this from day one. You are seeing and witnessing a liberal transition of power here in America. It's a liberal transition of power, and you can see remnants of it all over the place. Just look around you, for Christ's sake. And it's absolutely disgusting. And this is exactly why I had to put a program on this evening dedicated to the absolute buffooneries that are the American people. Now, once again, I'm probably going to take a lot of flack from a bunch of Nimrodic ass clowns. Because they're probably going to take offense to the fact that, on the program title, it's titled, well, you know, Americans are a bunch of ignorant whiners. And that was a quote stated by Phil Graham, who happens to be the economic advisor of John McCain, which I am not voting for, by the way, folks, because he's not a real conservative. But I am from Texas, and I know Phil Graham, and he is a true conservative. And I just wanted to talk about, that infamous statement that seems to be replayed all over the stupid, bleeding-heart liberal media. You know, it seems like everybody, you know, somebody pissed in everybody's Cheerios or something because Phil Graham stated the damn obvious out here in America. I mean, you know, I just find it funny. I find it absolutely hilariously hysterical that we're living in America, all right, and signs of the economic downfall of our economy are all around us. You got gas prices going through the damn roof, and nobody's talking. You know, nobody even asking any questions anymore. People are just taking it. You know, it's like everybody is bent over. They've dropped trowel, and they're taking lashings to the ass. By the government, by corporate America. You know, by everybody, and all people are doing is just, you know, pissing and moaning about it. They're not asking the questions. And this is why I've failed to come up on here and provide a broadcast, because you see, folks, not only has yours truly been yanked off the air on the Blog Talk Radio Network because of his political persuasion, but MySpace is now taking down my damn MySpace page because they don't agree with what the hell I'm talking about. And you see, folks, I want to tell you that this is the new liberal America that we're living in out here. They're taking away everything, all right? And I know that if you're a Republican, folks, if you're a lifelong Republican, as I was up until this presidential election, I mean, you got to open your eyes, folks. All you conservatives out there, you need to open your eyes, all right? This is not old America anymore. I don't know what this has turned into. This has turned into a liberal hellhole. That's what it's turned into, folks. I mean, haven't you noticed that each and every one of our freedoms are being taken away from us out here? That's liberal crap right there. That's what it is. Liberal crap. And why isn't anybody saying anything about it? Why isn't anybody talking about it? You know, everybody's pissing and moaning out here, and everybody's crying their eyes out, like, oh, gas prices are going up, oh, wages are going down, oh, foreclosure rates, shove it up your ass, with all due respect, folks. I don't mean to be so damn vulgar, but let me tell you something, folks. Nobody is talking about true issues. People are worried about, oh, well, I'm going to vote for Barack Obama because he's got nice teeth. Or I'm going to vote for John McCain because he's a damn quote-unquote maverick. And yet they're not talking about issues that affect our lives, the American people's lives. Damn morons. I just don't understand this. And you see, I'm getting a phone call right now. You got to excuse me. I didn't mean for that phone call to interfere with my broadcast here. For all the folks that tune into me on a consistent basis, know that I am a businessman. I belong to the local Chamber of Commerce out here, and I am witnessing firsthand. I'm seeing the small businesses, the mom and pop shops that have been around for 50, 60 plus years getting flushed down the corporate toilet, and all these morons are doing is pissing and moaning about it, but not doing a damn thing about it. That's what I don't understand, man. I do not understand what in the blue hell is happening to America. And I want your take on it, folks. I want your damn take on it. I want your take on it. Give me a call right now. I know everybody's calling my damn cell phone, but you give me a call. 646-652-4869 is the number to call, folks. You give me a call. You tell me why in the blue hell America is just sitting on their damn thumbs, pissing and moaning like a bunch of ignorant whining bastards and not actually talking about issues that affect our lives, folks. I mean, and it's not just one particular area anymore. It's all of American culture. It's all of American government. It's all of American life out here. I mean, Americans, American people, they're morally bankrupt. And now, because of all the economic woes out here and everybody trying to keep up with the damn Joneses, they're becoming economically bankrupt. So I'm telling you, folks, this is a bad situation that we're in America, and everybody's worried about the president, if this man is going to have bigger balls than the other man. It's ridiculous. It's stupid. You people, and I'm fed up with it. I am absolutely fed up with this crap. I love this country, man. I love this country, but you see, everybody out here, you know, is just, I guess they've been comfortable with being such a damn ignorant asshole that now our country is turning into some crap that I never thought I'd ever see in my entire damn life. I don't understand why nobody else is talking about the issues that affect you, that affect me, that affect a real America. I just don't understand it, man. And I'm sorry if I'm getting out of hand, folks. I'm sorry if I'm getting a little too excited out here, but I feel what is happening here in America. I love this country. And it's disgusting me. It's making me want to puke up nasty chicken grease and corn oil and cream of wheat just taking a look and taking a good whiff at what in the blue hell is happening to America. And that's why I'm saying, and you see, I'm telling you, folks, I'm telling you, if we have any callers up here, I'm willing to bet money it's going to be a bunch of liberal agitators, a bunch of long-haired bedwetting hippies out here, or it's going to be some ignorant jerkass that's going to call me up and say, why are you calling Americans stupid? Why are you calling Americans a bunch of whiners, boy? Well, the reason I'm calling them a bunch of ignorant whiners is because that's exactly what in the blue hell they are. I mean, with all due respect, all right, I mean, I was yanked off the air on the Blog Talk Radio Network, folks. I was yanked off the damn air. What kind of crap is that? I was yanked off of MySpace. That's why the MySpace page ain't up there anymore. They took me off. And why did they take me off? Because of my political persuasion. I mean, by my political persuasion. And you see, this is liberal mentality. The liberals, this is all derived from communism, folks. That's where liberalism is derived from. Communism. Authoritarian communism. You notice that they don't want anybody who's talking against their persuasion of politics or, social order. They don't want anybody to be heard. All right? They're trying to suppress these people. They're trying to suppress me. They're trying to silence me up here because I'm not following the freaking status quo out here, because I'm not out here ass-kissing people. You know, I mean, this is what I'm talking about, folks. And at the same time, there are a few people out there that actually realize what in the hell I'm talking about out here. And what am I talking about? I'm just talking about let's bring America back. How about that, folks? And what am I talking about when I say that? We'll bring America back. Well, let's talk about the economic situation first, okay? Is everybody out here pissing and moaning because they ain't got no more money, all right? Their homes are being foreclosed out here. They're paying, $150 a week in gas or whatever the blue hell it is. Hey, let me tell you something, folks, all right? You want to know why we're in economic woes right now, huh? Because you morons are out there trying to keep up with the Joneses, buying $5,000 plasma screen TVs, $80,000 cars, $250,000 homes, when you make no more than $25,000 to $30,000 a year. That's why we're having economic woes, you buffoon, jerk nut, wish you had a clue, ignorant, whining bastards. I mean, that's the bottom line, and you see, that's freedom right there. You see, that's what people don't understand. That's freedom. You see, that your own free will allowed you to open up a line of credit, to go out and appease your own materialistic needs out there. But you see, there's a flip side to that coin. If you don't meet your obligations, and in this case, your payments every damn month, well, you ain't going to be able to have the crap anymore. And if you don't like it, why don't you save your damn money, and maybe you'll pay for the damn thing cash so nobody can take it. But you see, people aren't doing that. And you see, I don't like this precedent being set because, you see, now people are talking about government bailouts. People want the government to come into our lives, hey, help us out, help me, help this, help that. Hey, man, this is America. This is freedom here, all right? This is the freedom. And you see, liberals are trying to take these situations, the economic woes, all right? Instead of actually passing legislation to help the situation, or instead of actually creating an economic environment in America that's conducive to prosperity and economic growth and business opportunities, entrepreneurship, I mean, if there was a damn economic footing out here in America, maybe we wouldn't be going through so much of this crap. But no, we're not. We're going to continue going through it, too. All right? We're going to keep going through it. And that's BS. That's what that is, man. BS. All this liberal crap, BS. Anyway, 646-652-4869 is the number to call. You're listening to True Conservative Radio. And, of course, I'm your host, the man they call Ghost out here. And I want to go ahead and take a call. 646-652-4869 is the number to call. We're going to go ahead and take a call here. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Oh, I think we have a bad connection there or something. I'm sorry, I didn't get to you. You can try back and call back to us if you'd like. But anyway, folks, I'm flabbergasted. Okay. Let's leave the economic situation. We already know what's going on. We're spending way too much money fighting wars out here. We're spending way too much money on social programs. I mean, we're actually creating an environment that is, We're actually hand-clapping people that are accepting government subsidies, for Christ's sake. Let's throw that in the back burner for a second. Let's talk about the moral bankruptcy of America. Let's talk about that for a second. How about that? The moral bankruptcy of America. Well, I'll tell you, and nobody likes to talk about this anymore because everybody thinks that this is social evolution, huh? Everybody thinks, oh, it's social evolution, ghost. It's social evolution that everybody's becoming a damn heathen out here. Everybody's becoming a damn sadistic, sex-driven maniac out here. Or some violent, psychotic Nimrod. I find it funny that I cannot say my political persuasion on MySpace or sometimes right here on a Blog Talk Radio Network, and yet at the same time, I could flip on the channel on network television, ABC, NBC, any of those Nimrodic buffoonery channels, and I can witness sexual acts on television during primetime hours of 7 o'clock, for Christ's sake. I could witness violent acts on television during primetime television hours, for Christ's sake. But I can't say my political persuasion. This is liberalism, folks. I'm telling you, this is liberalism. And it pisses me off. It pisses me off because nobody wants to talk about these issues. Everybody's just accepting it like a bunch of idiots. And I don't understand it. Anyway, we have another caller here. Go ahead, 425 area code.
Hi, this is No Compromise.
How are you?
I'm good. I think you need to lay off the caffeine a bit.
Lay off the caffeine? Are you kidding me? Are you witnessing what's happening here to our country, ma'am?
Well, you know, the reason why I wanted to call is because I tried to call earlier when you were talking about the economics thing and it kind of messed up, you know, the click to talk button, but I am also talking about this. I am very, very angry, and I'll tell you why I'm angry. My husband and I decided to buy a house, and we didn't go buy a $500,000 house in the area where we live. No, we bought a house we could afford to buy, and we're doing fine. But the problem is now is that we live so far away from where my husband works, which is an hour and a half one way, that now we're paying exorbitant fuel prices. But even when you combine the two costs, we're still lower than these idiots down here who are being foreclosed on. I'm really pissed off about it. I'm pissed off about the Growth Management Act that forces people to stay in cities. I'm pissed about the high property taxes that they, you know, they increase the value of your property just so government can get more money. I'm very pissed about it, and I've been screaming about this for a long time just within my own party, and they don't give a crap. Any, you know, they don't care.
Are you a Republican, ma'am? Are you a Republican?
Well, I'm a conservative, actually, but
oh, good.
I do have an R after my name, and the reason why is because I'm also a PCO, which is an elected officer in our particular state, but I'm very, very demanding about who I will vote for. No, I'm not voting for McCain. I am not happy. I'm just, the whole thing pisses me off. And,
I'm glad, you know, you called up and said some of these things because nobody is saying any of this. Nobody has brought, at least where I'm at, I've been on this Blog Talk Radio for a bit here, and I haven't heard anybody say anything what you've put forth here on this program, and I really appreciate your commentary.
Well, thank you.
Because thank you. Let me tell you, you know, the bottom line is that the reason that nobody in the party or the Republican Party is doing anything about it is because the Republican Party has been infiltrated by liberalism. And,
absolutely.
And everybody who, you know, and all the Republicans on Blog Talk Radio hate me because I'm yanking these idiots out of the liberal closet. And the reason I'm saying this is because look at the damn spending that we're doing out here as a government. Look at the kind of legislation that's being passed with our social interactions and the type of education that's being handed down through this liberal education system. I mean,
I homeschooled. I took my kids out of public indoctrination camps. I homeschooled my kids. By the time my kid was in, I don't know, seventh or eighth grade, she'd already had 3 years of Latin and was doing pre-algebra. I don't subscribe to any of this crap anymore. And, you know, I am an American. It is my responsibility and duty, okay? It's now becoming a duty and a fight. And, you know, we have to take this deliberate stance now to say no. Now, let me just tell you something. Because so many people are taking their kids out of the Seattle public schools, the district, 10 schools had to shut down. So it works.
Absolutely. I've been talking about privatization of education or homeschool. I mean, I don't see, I mean, why don't some of these parents actually become parents again instead of utilizing public education as a daycare and then dumping them off in front of a video game or in front of a boob tube, and then we wonder why, you know, our children are becoming deviants out here.
Well, it, you know, it's our responsibility. We have to take a stand now. We cannot, there's no more room for error anymore. And, you know, I'm pretty, I am considered a radical even amongst my own group of people. However, my kid is smart. My kids are smarter. You know, I refuse to back down from my own belief system. I end up being proven right in the end. And all we can do is we just have to keep on pressing forward. We have to keep on doing what we're doing. I, too, have a radio show. You've got a radio show. I blog. In fact, right now I'm going to be doing a point-by-point piece on Obama's red print plan for change in America, and I'm going to show how every section of his plan follows the Communist Manifesto. So,
you know what? I'm glad you're doing that, because let me tell you, there's some things that are written on the – are you getting this information from his website?
Well, actually, it's his PDF. It's a 64-page blather on his change – you know, his plan to change America, but it's not a plan to change anything. It's the same old crap it always is. And but this time I'm going to put it out there section by section, showing you how this is part of the Communist Manifesto. This is how communism has infiltrated our country bit by bit. And all you can do is put it out there and let the voters see it and make their own decisions, you know. I don't know. I used to cry about this crap. I used to freak out over it, but I just have to do what I got to do, and that's what I got to do.
Well, you know what? I you know, you probably brought a little bit of optimism, you know, to my persuasion here, because let me tell you, I honestly believe, you know, until I've talked to you here, that, you know, people are just completely oblivious. You know, they think that politics is just, you know, the ability to go vote and hope that they can continue to, you know, put things on credit and live off the high hog. And then when they can't afford it anymore, they tell the government to bail them out. And then once the government bails them out, they relinquish more and more of their freedoms, more and more of their own American, you know, what is deemed the American dream. It's being withered away because, you know, you've got people that are actually inducing the people into believing that the government is going to be a better alternative than letting the traditional old school American way of supply and demand and hard work and everything of that nature, you know, continue to flourish. I mean, you know, we're going to have these fluctuations in economy. I mean, the only reason I'm bitching about the economy is because nobody is talking about the substance of the economy, the overspending. I wasn't against the Iraq war at all. I wasn't against the Afghanistan war. But, you know, obviously it's not working. We're spending too much money. The lives are being lost out here. And either somebody, you know, that's a general needs to, you know, buckle up and start kicking tail out there, or something needs to happen, because this is depleting the integrity of our currency. The spending on social programs are depleting the integrity of our currency. I mean,
well, the integrity of our currency was devalued, you know, 100 years ago. But there are people out. You know, I do want to say that there's only a handful of us, you and me.
I agree.
There's more of them than there are of us, but I think the advantage that we have over them is that we have bigger mouths than they do, and we're prolific writers. We're speaking. We're saying things. And, you know, it's like I was out gardening the other day, and a neighbor who I know is a Democrat, maybe not so much a liberal, but she's a Democrat. I started to talk to her just on a few little bits and pieces, and she's like, really? Really? And she didn't know. So it's like word of mouth.
They don't know. These people don't know anything anymore. I mean, you'd be surprised.
No, they don't. But, you know, my job as a mouthpiece, and that's what I call myself, a mouthpiece, is to tell her, well, did you know this? If you do that, did you know this is going to happen? And
it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that, well, you know, American people.
Reality.
I know. That's why I'm so pissed off. That's why I'm screaming and having damn near coronaries on the air here.
Well, you know what? You're not much good with a heart attack. So, you know, just know, Ghost, you are not alone. You are not alone. I have been an activist since 1992, screaming at the top of my lungs. And to me, you know, the internet is one of my saviors because I have more outlets now for my rage because, you know, there's fewer of us than them. And so this just gives me another opportunity to voice my opinion about things. And, you know, I never thought anybody was listening, but crap, they're listening, dude. They are listening. They really are.
I agree. I mean, I have I have more hate mail than I do people that like me, but the people that do like me out there, they like me based on moral principle, man. That's what a conservative used to be about. It used to
right.
be the integrity of the Republican Party. It used to be the base of the Republican Party. Conservative principles, conservative ideology, fiscal conservatives, social conservatives. Now the Republican Party is trying to put a face on conservatism, and they're using ridiculous, erratic
phrases
religious
like zealots. Compassionate conservative.
Well, no, not just that. They're using like religious zealots that just make outlandish claims and make conservatives look like morons.
I bring up the phrase compassionate conservative because It's coercive compassion is really what it is. It's another word or another doublespeak phrase for government spending for social issues. And we have to really be aware that when we're seeing these kind of words, that we are actually breaking them down. I am heavy into postmodernism as far as, you know, catching people redefining terms. That's what I focus a lot on. It's basically philosophy, but compassionate conservatism, when it came out, all the conservatives were all, oh, yeah, that's what we are. But really, it's a catchphrase for socialized, paying taxes for all of these social issues. And we don't want that as a fiscal conservative. I know how to work. You know how to work. All these people out here know how to work. Now, if you can sit on your ass all day long and watch TV and get disability for it, you can sit your ass in front of a computer monitor and make some money.
Absolutely. You know that, you know, you got telemarketing firms now utilizing the internet so people can sit at home and just answer inbound calls. I don't understand why more people aren't doing this crap.
Well,
I mean, I don't understand why
don't
the government...
They don't have to, Ghost, because compassionate conservatives are okay with spending their tax dollars on these guys that are doing nothing but getting disability checks. Or how about they're getting money for their prescription drugs and then selling it, turning around and selling it for more money on the black market. Now, that's one that really pisses me off.
And you know, the government structure, especially the subsidy structures out here, are actually, I don't know who passed these things. I'm pretty sure they're all liberal-based or communist-minded, if you will. But it actually creates an environment that induces, dependency and you know, wanting
entitlement.
Exactly. When did this happen? I mean, it seemed like it just happened here within the
past
25, 30 years.
It happened during Woodrow Wilson. It started back then. I mean, the whole mindset of, communism came in, the Bolsheviks is what they called them back then, but it did happen in Woodrow Wilson. I've been doing research on this, and
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I was going to ask you, have you read about Frankfurt University?
Frankfurt?
Yeah, Frankfurt University.
No, but I'll write it down. Why?
Well, the communist writer, well, actually, that university was erected because, you know, it was a Marxist convention. And they basically all, you know, coalesced, I guess, and said, hey, look, we need a new direction of communism. And they actually redefined the methods on how to create communism within a capitalist state. And they utilize methods of agitation, which are obviously present in modern day, such as racial tensions, political correctness, and feminism.
Right. I have done research into this kind of stuff, and basically that is one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto. But That's, I'm just saying that's when it started with Woodrow Wilson. He was a progressive, a.k.a. socialist, a.k.a. communist. That's who he was. He was president. He got in there, and he started pushing for communism. And it's inch by inch, inch by inch, and that's what's happened. That's where we are. We are no longer a country or a beacon for freedom. I don't know why anybody would want to come here when China and Russia are more free enterprise than we are now. And actually cutting back on taxes. They're even cutting back on their own freaking taxes. And here we are just, you know, just piling the taxes on the family more and more and more until, you know, it breaks the family. The family's broken now.
Don't get me started on the family. I think that it's just horrible what's happened to the American family. You know, there's a whole bunch of factors. There's economics. There's, you know, ideological propaganda, you know, that's basically made the American family almost extinct, and it's really a shame what's happened. I really don't know what's going to help that.
Well, I just want, well, what's going to happen is to be that light, I think. Be that light of a good marriage, be that light of a good parent, and, you know, just be that example in your neighborhood, and maybe people will ask, what's going on here? Well, the parents are they're in unity. Okay, they don't cheat on each other. I was on another blog talk radio where, I hope you don't mind if I'm talking to you this long, but
don't worry about it. I would have cut you off by now.
Okay, good. But you know, I was on another blog talk radio in the chat room, and the guy was going on about adultery, and I'm like, are you kidding me? Adultery, because now this is very simple. This doesn't take a brainiac. I'm not a brainiac. But you know, you can figure this out. Because we have reduced the standards by which somebody can get divorced, now you can get divorced for whatever reason you want. Now, it used to be before that if you committed adultery, dude, you lost it all.
Of course.
You should lose it all.
Right,
you should lose everything for breaking that contract with your spouse. But now today you can commit adultery. You can be gay in your marriage. You can sexually abuse your children. You can do all these horrendous evil acts inside the family, and all it takes is a little bit of a divorce, 90 days, split up everything, and you're done. Everybody gets 50-50, except for the kids are ruined. The kids are destroyed.
Oh, you know what? I mean, you're really preaching to the choir here. It's really a breath of fresh air to hear a female, a woman say these conservative principles out here. Because let me tell you something, I don't know if you've heard my show in the past, you know, but I'm really an anti-feminist. And it's
so
not,
am I.
And I'm not anti-woman. You see, that's what everybody believes, that I'm an anti-woman. No,
no.
I'm not.
No.
As a matter of fact, I mean, I still believe in chivalry. I still think that the man has an obligation.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad to hear you saying that, because I am anti-feminist, pro-woman. I believe that if you're pro-woman, you should be standing up for all these Muslim women who are being stoned to death because they looked at a man or they were in a room with a man by themselves. Now, where are these feminists? But I'm just going to keep on saying what I got to say as a female. I am pro-man and I am pro-woman. I believe that you as a man, you have a proper role in our society to play, and your role is very, very important, just like my role is. And it doesn't mean that because I'm staying at home means that I'm less of a human being. Let me tell you something else, just really quickly, and then I'll let you go. But
sure.
We hear a lot of talk about how teaching is the most honorable thing that you can do. No, it isn't. That is a lie, and I'll tell you why it's a lie. Okay?
Okay.
Because in our postmodern world where we are redefining terms, okay, we are now trying to place this wonderful, honorable position of training up our children on this teacher instead of on the parents.
I agree.
And the most honorable thing that a parent can do and a married couple is to train their children. It's not the teacher. It's the parent.
I agree. And what's unfortunate, no compromise, is that, you know, parents are no longer parents anymore.
I don't think they're parents anymore because the government has taken away – you know, and we've allowed it, okay? The responsibility lays with you and me. We have allowed our responsibility to be handed over to somebody else instead of fighting for what is rightfully our property. And our kids, believe it or not, they are our property, just like our free speech is our property, our house is our property, our tax money is our property. And we just have to be that example and that beacon out there to show people this is the proper way to do it. We're not dying of sex, AIDS, and all this crap, and our kids are healthy and they're smart and, you know, they're activists and all this thing. We just have to, you know, keep on pushing through. And I just want you to know you're not alone, okay?
Appreciate it. I really appreciate it. It's been a breath of fresh air. As you can tell, my mood is pretty calm at this point now.
Well, I'm gonna keep listening, and I'm sorry it took up so much time, but
No. I really appreciate your commentary. I mean, you know, you're probably the first female that's actually called and actually provided some decent substance filled. Act more than decent. It's great rhetoric out here. I mean,
I'm surprised. I'm surprised to hear you say that, but
well, I get a lot of feminists that call me up and, you know, try to
demean
me.
Oh, well, you know what?
And
I'll take down a feminist any day, and it'll be great. It'll be fun.
That would be fun.
I would love it.
Do you have a show by any means? You can go ahead and plug it here.
I do. It's called it's blogtalkradio.com/nocompromise, and I know you're a favorite of mine, but it's /nocompromise, and it's on Thursdays at noon Pacific Daylight Time. And this week we're talking about the 7 signs of terrorism and how to spot suspicious terrorist activity and how to prepare for a terrorist attack if you're at work, home, school, or even in your car.
That's definitely something that's very valuable in our precarious times out here.
Yes. So anyways, thank you so much, and I will hang up and I'll keep listening.
Thank you very much, No Compromise, and you can always call back anytime.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Well, I tell you, folks, that was really a breath of fresh air. You know, everybody who's been listening to me out there, whether it's live or on the archive, you folks know that, you know, I've been out here anti-feminist, anti-liberal, and everybody who's been listening to me on a consistent basis, you all know that, you know, feminists hate me. And I hate feminists. And you see, it's that anti-feminist stance that I have is what's causing so much controversy when it comes to my political persuasion, you know? And as you can see here, you know, No Compromise, an unbelievable conservative woman, you know, kind of reminds me of my significant other, my wife. I mean, it's just great to hear that there's still conservatives out there. You know, if I was such an anti-woman, just like these feminists like to claim that I am, I mean, I wouldn't have given the kind of respect that I gave No Compromise. And the reason I gave it to her is because she gave me respect and she provided substance. I mean, it was brilliant, and she's a conservative. And I hope that you feminists listen to this show, and I hope that you choke on your feminist crap, with all due respect, listening to that great conservative woman tell it how it is. Because that's how it should be, folks. This is why the American family's withering away. All right? And screw, I get so flustered, you know. I got so many thought processes entering my brain that I get flustered. I get tongue-tied. I start tripping over myself like Al Gore trying to explain how he invented the internet. But I tell you, you know, that's one thing that is real close to my heart, all right, is family. Why do I care so much about family? Well, family is what created humanity. That's why. It's the true essence of humanity. It's what gives people a reason to live. Don't you understand that? Don't you understand that it gives people purpose? It gives people a reason to continue on. I mean, I've said this 1,000 times, but it bears repeating. It bears repeating. During the most turbulent times in history, when humanity was oppressed by religious institutionalism, monarchs, emperors, you name it, how did people continue on? I mean, how did people continue on with any kind of faith in living in a life of oppression? Family. All right, raising children, loving someone for life. All right, not being some sexual deviant out here. Now, look, I know that I've taken a lot of flack. All right, I've taken a lot of flack because of my political persuasion, social persuasion. But I'm just saying, I think that the family, and I don't always say the American family, but I think it's the world problem. It's a world problem out here. And the reason it's a world problem is because you have a good portion of westernized societies out here with over 60% plus divorce rates. Single-parent families are the majority in the majority of westernized countries. And why is all this happening? Well, I'll tell you why it's happening. And No Compromise brought this up, is that we are creating an environment that actually embraces this activity. I mean, you know, I find it funny. You know, I love the suffrage movement, okay? Those women at the turn of the 20th century, they had a cause. They had a reason. I agree that they had been oppressed, but this new feminism, it's not about equality because, you know, the playing field is equal at this point. Okay? And what are they doing with that equality, with all due respect to the feminists out there? What are they doing? What are they advocating that women go out and become scientists, inventors, doctors, lawyers? No, they're not doing that. As a matter of fact, you can read this for yourself, folks. You can go to whatever search engine you like and look up feminist writers. And what's their agenda? Well, their agenda is in my opinion, is the scorn of, I guess, hundreds of years of oppression. I mean, they want to actually dissect society into something completely unbelievable. And the reason I say this, folks, is because what are the feminists advocating out here? What are they deeming woman liberation? Are they deeming women that, you know, the first woman CEO out here is woman liberation? No, they're not. Are they deeming, you know, females that are actually, you know, producing economy as entrepreneurs? No, they're not. No, you know what they're equating woman liberation to? Five or six, seven different divorces. You know, having like five or six, seven different abortions. You know, having about five or six, seven different children from five or six, seven different fathers. This is woman liberation, and you can read it. They don't deny it. That is in their doctrine. That's in their writings. You can Google it up, or I don't mean to promote Google, but any search engine, look it up for yourself. This is why I don't like feminism, all right? That's why. Because I don't think it helps, you know, the woman gender at all. Because in my view, and I've said this prior, you know, feminism is just helping, you know, the woman gender fall victim to the material principle. Now, what does that mean? It means that instead of actually, you know, doing something, you know, or trying to perpetuate an environment for women to actually do something, you know, innovative or scientific or something of that nature, no, they're actually doing the complete opposite. They're actually were trying to get away from oppression, trying to get away from being, you know, persecuted or being forced into prostitution. You know, I've read all kinds of horrific stories about that in the past, and it's sad, and I'm sorry. But, you see, it doesn't seem like they've changed because, in my view, you know, the modern-day female, and I hate to say that because I just had a great conservative female out there, you know, just put a breath of fresh air into my sail, if you will. But the majority of the females nowadays have reduced woman liberation to subliminal prostitution, okay? And that's what I mean by they have fallen victim to the material principle. Because haven't you noticed that all it comes down to is, you know, a man going out with a, you know, why do you think great expensive cars are on the road in abundance? And Rolex watches is, you know, they're always advertising on television. I never saw a Rolex television commercial. But why are you seeing them nowadays? Why are you seeing all these extravagant items all of a sudden? Do you think that men are actually buying this crap to appease their own materialistic needs? Men don't have very many materialistic needs, and if they do, they're probably fruity, all right? All right, they're probably playing for the pink team. All right, the men don't have that many materialistic needs out here, but why are they going out and, you know, dolling themselves up as if they're Liberace? Well, because that attracts women nowadays, folks. And you see, that whole scenario does not provide an environment that is conducive for a lifelong family, for a lifelong companionship, for a lifelong spouse, man. It just doesn't provide that type of footing for that. And I've taken so much criticism, man. I've taken so much heat because I've said these things. I've taken a lot of heat for it. I mean, they yanked me off of MySpace, for Christ's sake. I mean, I couldn't believe it, folks. I log in. I try to log into my MySpace so I can update some crap or something. And what happens? I can't log in. I get an email saying, well, you know, we had to take you off because you had obscene material. Obscene material? I mean, did I have a sexual act on my website? Absolutely not. Did I have, some violent act? No. Was I advocating violence on another group of individuals? Absolutely not. No. You know what they did? They took me off because I'm sure this is what happened. I don't know. So I'm a legend here. I have no proof of this. All I know is that I got yanked off of MySpace, and that's all there is to it. But the reason they probably yanked me off was because a whole bunch of feminists, you know, they wanted to take me down. They probably bombarded MySpace with all kinds of emails stating that, you know, I'm some sort of a chauvinist pig, that I'm probably beating my wife, and all this crap, all the garbage that you've heard out of these feminist holes out here. They probably flapped their fat Cheeto-stained fingers on the keyboard and sent emails out. And what did MySpace do? Well, you know, they bowed down to liberal principle. That's what they did. So that should go to show y'all folks something. All you people that are out there, you know, spending your damn life on MySpace, you know, why don't you think about that scenario about me getting yanked off the damn MySpace community because of my political persuasion and chew on that for a couple of minutes. See what kind of crap that kind of conjures up in your head there. And, of course, Blog Talk Radio Network, they've yanked me off the air a couple of times. And it's sad, man. It's sad. And the reason they yanked me off the air is because I was critical about... I don't want to get back into this crap because, you know, I'm still a little pissed off about it. But I'm getting over it. But the point is that, you know, there was a couple of women on here that, you know, are advocating... They're claiming to be... on the right of the political persuasion, but if you hear their show, they sound like they're complete, you know, Karl Marx worshipers. And I had to call them out on it, you know. And I got yanked off the air for that. You know, and this is what I'm talking about, folks. This is not a joke. Everybody think, you know, there's a lot of these liberal bedwetting hippies out here. They write me all the time and they say, you know what, Ghost, you're just a hyper propagandist. I was called a hyper-propagandist. You know, to be a propagandist, you actually have to be saying lies. I'm not saying any lies, folks. I have not said one lie. You can look back in the archive. Everything I've said has been an absolute fact, and every time I say something, I say look it up for yourself. All right? And the reason I say look it up for yourself is because you're going to see that what I said is completely the same as what you're seeing when you look the damn thing up. Oh, folks, you know, I mean, I just don't know what to say anymore, man. I really don't know what to say. I try and I try. You know, I try to be optimistic about America. I try to be, you know, I think America at some point will come through and understand that what's happening nowadays is just not something that's, it's just not something that's right, man. It isn't right. Anyway, folks, I think I'm going to have like 10 minutes left on this program here. I've been taking a lot of calls on the cell phone. If y'all been hearing that, my cell phone sounds like a 1-900 number, for Christ's sake. And this hasn't happened to me on the show before, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry if it's kind of flustered you there for a second, but I belong to the Chamber of Commerce out here, and I try to do these shows, you know, in my spare time, because, you know, I'm not like every one of these other people on the Blog Talk Radio Network. You know, I actually talk to a few people that actually think that they're going to become millionaires off Blog Talk Radio Network, and if you actually think that, you're an imbecile. But I do this because I appreciate commentary. I appreciate politics. I appreciate discourse on social matters. I appreciate other people's opinions. But you see, the thing that Blog Talk Radio has exposed to me is that opinions don't always have to contain anything of substance. It doesn't have to contain anything of truth, for that matter. What I've found is that, you know, people believe anything they pull out of their clogged up colon pipes. And why am I saying this, folks? Well, you know, I challenge you. I've always challenged people. You go to your nearest social outlet, whether it's the mall, whether it's the grocery store, whether it's, you know, hanging out with a couple of friends, and you talk to them for a couple of minutes. Ask them a few things. Just ask them. Don't hop on them if they sound like an ignorant piece of trash. But just listen. And once you start listening, take in what these people are saying. All right? Ask them, what do they think about the economy? All right? What do they think about, you know, what's going on with the war? What's going on with the president? What's going on with this and that? And you're gonna hear completely different perspectives along the same lines, but self-induced perspectives of what in the blue hell is going on. And instead of actually looking at the facts and seeing it is what it is. And you see, this is what really upsets me, and you see the media, this ridiculous joke of a mainstream media out here, they play into this crap. I mean, they give us fake information and call it truth out here. That's why I only look at the mainstream media on the boob tube as theatrics. It's like political theater, in my opinion, because it don't tell you jack, man. They tell you what they think you want to hear so you can keep watching, so they can keep throwing ads in your face. And you see, that's what most people don't understand out here, that these media outlets are corporate entities, all right? I mean, sometimes it is not in their economic interest to tell you certain things that are going to make you flip the damn channel. But you see, these people out here, they'll, oh, well, you know, because that stupid bimbo on MSNBC said it, it must be true. It's ridiculous, man. It's not true. Or because, you know, some fat jerk-off in a nice silk suit said it, that it must be gospel or something. That's what's unfortunate about our modern-day media circus out here. And you see, here we have the greatest innovation of all time. The greatest innovation of all time, the Internet. And what are people doing with it, folks? What are people doing with the Internet? They're looking at pornography. Yeah, that's what they're doing. Or, you know, they're using internet chat communities to become Woody Allen butt-loving pedophiles. That's what they're doing, for Christ's sake. I don't mean to make a joke out of it, but that's exactly what these damn people are doing out here. They're not going out here and reading. You know that there are like billions, literally billions of online libraries, online resources for books, online resources for all kinds of crap. But are people reading out here? No. People aren't reading out here, man. People are out here sticking a Kentucky Fried Chicken grease thumb up their colons, watching some mouthpiece read a teleprompter on the boob tube. That's what they're doing. And what are they doing on the Internet? Well, I already told you what they're doing on the Internet. Becoming sexual deviants. Instead of actually going out here and trying to read a little bit, trying to learn something. It's a shame, man. It's a shame. You know that, I tell you what, and I know I always say this, but I challenge you once again. When you go to your nearest social atmosphere, social arena, whether it's the store, whether it's a group of friends, a party, whatever the case might be, ask them how many of them read okay? And if, you know, you're always going to have some jag-off say, oh, yeah, I read. Well, what do you read? Oh, I read Stephen King. I love his novels. Stephen King, you moron. I mean, I'm not saying that you're not supposed to like fiction, all right? I'm just saying that you should be reading more nonfiction than fiction, you idiots. That's why you've got so many students out here, and you can look this up. This was an article about 6 months ago that came out. I don't know where they got this information, but you can look it up, folks. The average high schooler out here, all right, that graduates, if you ask them, what did America do in World War II? In this article, it said that the majority of students in high school believes that the United States actually fought on the side of the Nazis against the communists. Yeah. I'm not joking. This was a real article. You can look it up for yourself. But you see, it doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me that, our education system is producing a bunch of buffooneries out here. It doesn't surprise me. It doesn't. I mean, it doesn't surprise me that this, feminist liberal hole they call public education is making, not only is it making our children a bunch of idiots, but they're making them a bunch of feminized idiots. All right? I mean, why don't you talk to somebody under the age of 30 nowadays? And if you're under the age of 30 and you don't fit this persuasion, I'm sorry. But just go out there and try to talk to some young people out here and notice. Not only how stupid they are, because that goes without saying, but notice the males that are under the age of 30 nowadays. You know, notice the feminine features. Huh? Notice the feminine physical attributes. The feminine vernacular. I mean, haven't you understood that, or I shouldn't say understood, haven't you noticed, I should say, that the modern day attire for young people today, Amber, whatever, Crombo, whatever. I don't want to name any names, but these fruity-ass outlets that are selling our children their threads. Haven't you noticed that a lot of these males out here are literally wearing tight shirts and tight pants? I mean, really tight crap. I mean, this was the kind of crap they wore in San Francisco during the damn gay days, for Christ's sake. I just don't understand what in the hell is going on with America, for Christ's sake, man. We have no moral fiber anymore, no moral principle, no moral integrity whatsoever. We're stupid people. That's why I named this program A Bunch of Ignorant American Whiners, because everybody's complaining about everything, but they ain't doing anything about it. They're complaining that they got too much bills, and yet they don't stop spending on that damn plastic credit card there. I mean, they complain that they're going to lose their house, and yet they continue to buy these ridiculous mansions that they know they can't damn afford. Man, I'm sorry, folks. I'm sorry if it sounds like I'm a little pissed off out here, but I am, and you should be too. If you're a conservative, if you have any type of moral integrity, if you have any type of common sense, and you observe America out here, it should make you just as sick as me. Or as I am, I should say. I don't know what to say, man. Anyway, 646-652-4869 is the number to call. I'd like to hear from you. If you think I'm kind of falling off my rocker, I'd like to hear a reason why. I mean, I'm stating the obvious out here. I'm stating the obvious. I don't know. Anyway, folks, you know what? I think I'm out of here. I think I'm about to have a damn coronary, and that ain't good. So you all take it easy, folks, and have a good day. Until next time, all right? It's been good. It's been fun. Bookmark the page, blogtalkradio.com/ghost. I'm going to have spontaneous programs. I don't know when the next one I'm going to have is. So make sure to bookmark that page. I really appreciate No Compromise, her commentary. You know, keep conservatism alive. And I really appreciate it. I appreciate everybody in the chat room. I appreciate everybody in the archive listening. Thank you very much for listening. Until next time, and death to feminism. And I'm out of here.